Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, January 19th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were March corn down 0.75 cents, March wheat down 4.25 cents, and March beans down 6.75 cents. Currently, we've got crude oil up 60 cents a barrel. We've got the dollar up 56 ticks. Gold and silver are sharply lower. So a little bit of a mixed bag out here. The bonds are down a full basis point. A little bit lower overnight. We did see a sale this morning of 110,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. That could be a little supportive. Funds are obviously still short the corn and wheat. I think there's some upside potential there. The beans, some people are saying it's going to be hotter and drier in Argentina, and the flooding is going to ease up. Some people are saying we're going to see more flooding next month. Other people are saying that it's getting too late to plant these beans in Argentina, so a mixed bag out there. We do know that Paraguay and Uruguay are in good shape. Brazil's in great shape. So it's a little bit of offsetting in here. We've had a pretty good run in the beans, so maybe we can see a little setback here. Maybe this is the turnaround day today. But longer term, I still think we've got some upside potential in the next week, certainly depending on what the weather is. Of course, we've got the inauguration tomorrow and President-elect Trump's speech. We'll see if there's anything in agriculture there. Looks like he's appointing Sonny Perdue to be Secretary of Ag. Seems like a pretty reasonable choice out here. And I think it's a positive thing for agriculture. Again, I don't think President-elect Trump is going to turn his back on agriculture. But we still have this trade war issue that keeps sticking its head up, and we'll have to see what he does there. I think the trade's going to be, maybe a little bit quiet here, maybe a little bit of a sell-off as we await the inauguration tomorrow. But the inauguration and the speech should be over by the time the grains close tomorrow, so we should have some kind of response one way or the other. And I think people are kind of sitting back and waiting to see what that happens. And as they sit back and wait, we could certainly drift lower out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-DT-EDGE.